Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Casino.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for the Chiefs Kingdom Show, live with the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, and Chiefs head coach Andy Reid. It's presented by Bad Boy Mowers, proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs Kingdom is bad boy country. Mow with an attitude. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
In case you missed the news, Josh Klingler is the Chiefs' newest sideline reporter. And since we can't hang out with 70,000 of our closest friends this fall, there's only one guy who can bring you what you missed from inside the stadium on Monday mornings, and that's Kling. Weekdays starting at 6, make sure to tune in to Fesco in the Morning for inside access to the Chiefs sidelines like you've never heard before on the official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
Here is the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis.
And good evening, everyone. And once again, we have opened the doors to the Chiefs Kingdom. Tonight, we're excited, of course, as the defending world champion Kansas City Chiefs have moved their record to 8-1 with a hard-fought and suspense-filled 33-31 victory over the Carolina Panthers. It boiled down to a missed 67-yard field goal. It would have been an all-time NFL record, but the Panthers lose and the Chiefs win. Now, in a normal circumstance, we'd be meeting tonight in front of a big, enthusiastic crowd at a Hy-Vee Market Grill somewhere in the Kansas City metro. But, of course, we're in unusual times with the COVID pandemic. However, each week we want to bring the energy and excitement of our night after game day shows. And it's brought to you by Hy-Vee. It's become a fall and winter tradition on these nights after games. And tonight, we have got a special guest with us, Brianna Glasgow from Lee Summit. She's a teacher at Lee Summit High School. She's a math teacher there, teaches Algebra 2 and other math subjects for the Lee Summit High Tigers. She is tonight's winner of the Hy-Vee Private Chiefs Kingdom Show Watch Party Experience. We'll call her Miss Glasgow like her students do tonight. But Brianna has had, she's got Zarda Barbecue there catered by Hy-Vee, delivered to her house for her and nine of her friends, all teachers, I understand, all socially distanced, all doing their thing, doing the, what they need to do. But Brianna will also receive an autographed 8x10 Chiefs player photo. You, too, can be a winner of your own private Chiefs Kingdom Zoom party. Register at your local Hy-Vee or at your local. Check out your local Hy-Vee Facebook page. They've got details. Also, a reminder, the Chiefs Kingdom Show days and nights mean you can order an 8-piece chicken strip or a chicken leg bucket on the day or night of the show for, $5. And also on the days and nights after games, they're big or huge, as we would say, in front of the live crowd. Score big savings with Hy-Vee and the Kansas City Chiefs. Just shop Hy-Vee the day or night after a game and score fuel saver discounts equal to the number of points the Chiefs score and the amount that you spend. So tonight, it's 33 plus whatever you spend and get those fuel saver plus perks card. Get it out and get those points moving up and score the savings. And finally, with the holidays approaching, if you're a student out there and in Miss Glasgow's class, she wants a Christmas gift. She wants a holiday gift from every one of her students. and you could buy the Patrick Mahomes Rise of a Champion book, now available at Hy-Vee, exclusively at Hy-Vee. It's a must for all Chiefs fans and a perfect holiday gift for that Chiefs fan on your list, including your favorite Algebra 2 teacher, Miss Glasgow. Anyway, the Chiefs win 33-31 yesterday. Just a few notes. Travis Kelce is playing at a new level of excellence. He's on some other planet. It's not just catches and yards. It's also his blocking and his influence on the entire game. Yesterday, Kelce, his 22nd 100-yard game. Only the great Tony Gonzalez had more with 26 in Chiefs history. But you've got to dig into the numbers a little bit further. The team's record when Travis Kelce has 100 yards receiving, 17 wins and 5 losses. Sometimes stats are just numbers, and then there's other times when they tell an entire story. Patrick Mahomes did two things yesterday that are noteworthy. First, the much quoted today 101 touchdown passes in just 40 games. That's an all-time NFL record. But something less noted, and this from Chiefs reporter Matt Stat McMullen. Patrick Mahomes is the only player in NFL history who has thrown for 370-plus yards, 4-plus touchdowns, and 0 interceptions in back-to-back games. Now, we got a heck of a show for you tonight. First of all, we do have Miss Glasgow, the Algebra 2 teacher at Lee's Summit North High School. But we also have later on in the show, Chiefs linebacker and Ring of Honor member and former Kansas State University All-American in the College Football Hall of Fame, Gary Spaney. But the most important sequence of numbers tonight, 8-1. That's where the Chiefs are with their record after 9 weeks going into the bye week. Now, when we come back, you're going to want to listen to this interview with Andy Reid because, one, why did the Ferrari play work yesterday? That's the Mahomes in motion play. Two, what's a real important secret sauce of the Chiefs? It's going to make you laugh. A big part of the secret sauce. Three, who were the foot soldiers yesterday in that win over Carolina? And four, Coach Reid has some bye week wisdom for all of us. That's when we bring up head coach Andy Reid, the fifth winningest coach in National Football League history. Back with Coach Reid and more after this on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
The Chiefs are in the red zone. They've got first down and goal to go at the 2, trailing 14-6. Now Mahomes in motion, comes back to the ball, and catches, fires for the end zone, caught, touchdown! Kansas City, DeMarcus Robinson on a 2-yard touchdown pass. And for Mahomes, the 98th touchdown pass of his career, the 19th consecutive game with such a strike, but not a play like that one, a new wrinkle.
Welcome back to our Chiefs Kingdom Show as Kansas City now 8-1 on the season after yesterday's 33-31 win over the Carolina Panthers and headed into bye week. Another shout out to Brianna Glasgow from Lee's Summit, Missouri. Tonight's special Kingdom, she has her own personal Kingdom Zoom show from Hy-Vee. So thanks for Brianna. With us now is the fifth winningest coach in the history of the National Football League and the winningest coach in Chiefs history, Andy Reid. Coach, thanks for being with us on this Monday night. And you had prophesied a game just like that one on our pregame stuff. I don't think anything about that game surprised you, did it?
Well, not really. I mean, I know they're a talented football team and that we were going to be in for a pretty good battle. And that's what it was. I mean, it was two teams that are, excuse me, loaded with talent, and they got after each other. Good quarterback play and aggressive defenses. So it was a good football game.
3 of 3 on fourth down for Carolina, and the fake punt, and then onside kicks. It's like you had to be expecting everything in this game.
Yeah, we were. It was quite a combination of things they threw at us. But listen, when you go into games like this, you expect that, and you figured that they would come after you. I mean, And they did. So they threw a lot of different stuff, and it was good. We learned from some of it, too, which is real good.
I want to ask you, I've said this often, one of my worst traits is taking things for granted. I'm sitting here watching and getting to call greatness. I'm going to ask you about Travis Kelce's where I'm going to start tonight. People see the 12 targets, the 10 catches, the 159. But when I review the video, it just seems like Kelce has gone to another planet. How good is Travis Kelce right now for your team?
Well, he's real good. I mean, he's got a great feel for the game. He and the quarterback have a great chemistry there. They trust each other. And, you know, Kelce knows how to set things up, and he's very good with that. And he understands defenses, and he understands most of all how to get open, and does a great job of it.
As a follow-up, that 44-yarder that he had, which really kind of changed the game, if the feel of the game, he's against a corner, Coach. He's a single-side receiver against a corner and beats him on a double move. I mean, how many guys can do that in this league from that position?
Yeah, no, that's one of Kelce's favorite routes, and that's one of the quarterback's favorite routes. So they have the opportunity to put that on versus certain looks, and so that's what they did, and it worked out well.
And Tyreek, I want to ask you about him. I mean, the back-to-back 26 and then the 28, but the play before that sets up the touchdown, he's against a really good corner, and he beats him physically. Do we underestimate just how physical Tyreek can be in his ability to get open?
Now, when you put him out there on the outside and give him an opportunity in a one-on-one situation, I mean, he's tough to stop. There's a lot of space, and he's got a lot of speed and strength, so he's put together pretty good, old Tyreek. So, I mean, he worked that hard, and that corner's got good size, too. I mean, he's not just a good corner, but he's a big kid. And Tyreek twisted him up a little bit, and Pat trusted that he'd get his job done out there and took advantage of it.
In the drive to take the two-possession lead, and I didn't fully appreciate it till I reviewed the video, but you had a right tackle, Yasir Durant, at the University of Missouri, a rookie. You had to throw him into the fire when Remmers came out for a while. But he was out there for that whole drive against that Burns kid who's a stud. What about a rookie thrown into the fire and holding his own?
Yeah, he did a nice job. You know, I saw they had a little defensive huddle go on there when Remmers went down, and they were going to put 53 on Yasir for the duration that he was in, which was smart. I mean, it was a smart move by them in theory, but I thought he did a nice job of shutting all that down, so it worked out well.
And Patrick, I mean, before we get into the defense, just Patrick, I mean, another milestone, having over 100 touchdown passes in 40 games. But just Patrick yesterday in that game, in that moment, and what he did to win that game.
Yeah, well, listen, I mean, you never want to take it for granted either, but he does some phenomenal things, and yesterday was no different. I mean, he was on fire, as you'd say, seeing things and was accurate in what he was seeing and made the throws, moved around the pocket well, managed the game well. So pretty special guy. Had two receivers over 100 yards with Tyreek and Kelce. So he was shooting pretty good yesterday.
Now, the quarterback motion play, that was tricky, and it was fun to watch it on video when I reviewed it again, because the corner on the opposite side of D-Rob kind of relaxes. He's broken down, then he stands up like, oh, what's going on? And then, boom, you snap it. What about a quarterback motion play to come back to the snap? That's a good one.
Yeah, I think he thought he was going to run that way, and it made him keep his leverage, the outside leverage. And then D-Rob set it up with a little skip there, release, and then the guy was in full recovery mode after that, trying to catch him. But, yeah, that was a good play. You know, that was one of those plays where the players really designed it. They went over and they were messing around when they had a free minute during the special teams period. They normally work on whatever small points that they need to work on, and then they have a couple minutes there where they can just mess around and kind of free play type deal. So they came up with this one, and they've been bugging on me, Pat had, for about 3 weeks, and just going, you got to see this play, you know, one of those deals. And so so I said, all right, well, show me. So they showed it to me, and I said, well, let's run it. Let's try it. See how it looks, man. Let's see if it works for real with a, like an offensive line there and like a defense. Let's see if it, how it shapes up then. So we put it in and it worked pretty good.
But how many times do they come to you with this stuff and you're going, you want to be nice, but you're going, nah, that's really kind of screwed up. I think we're going to scrap that one.
They normally won't bring you something unless they're pretty sure about it. You know, they kind of have a feel on where I'll go and not go, but you know, if we're doing handstands, that might be a problem, right? So.
Man, it's awesome. But that's one of the, it seems to me, and with Patrick, and I said it through the summer and the stuff we were doing, there's an inner 10-year-old in that kid. And it's like all these guys are, let's play in the backyard. Is to me, how magical is that, that you've got that every day when they come to work?
Yeah, well, they'll do some things in walkthrough that are like crazy, phenomenal. And so I mean, I'll steal things from them and put them in. And they, you know, we've had everybody from Dieter, the sheepdog, you know, he's put in a play. We've had, you know, plays from Tyreek and then Pat, and I mean, I don't really care where they come from. If it looks good, now we might have to tweak something here or there, but if we can work it out, let's try it. Let's try to utilize their abilities.
And I'm not going to give away secrets here, but you got plays named after actresses and actors and schools and horses. And I mean, you got a really cool way of naming this stuff. How much of that is part of the fun?
Well, it is. I mean, you know, listen, these guys, they enjoy being around each other. The fact that they love coming up with things is unique. And Pat leads a charge on that. Nothing's impossible, right? So until we prove that it is, right? And so that's kind of a fun thing to be around, that attitude. And whether a coach comes up with it or a player comes up with it, we're not particular. You check your ego and you if you like it, let's go. Take the opposite approach. I mean, if it's sweet, let's put it in. Let's put a little more sugar on it and go.
Fans just need to know you got that little inner 10-year-old in you, too, which is cool. All right, I'm going to ask you defensively, just the foot soldiers. To me, in reviewing the video of that game, and Bridgewater reminded me of Russell Wilson in that game, but just the foot soldiers. I mean, Sorensen, Passanio, Nnadi, Hitchens, I was writing these guys down. And then Armani Watts comes up with three plays in that last drive. And these are guys that don't get a lot of attention. What about your defensive foot soldiers?
Yeah, well, those guys end up being important for you. And the trick to a good defense is that everybody contributes in their own way. And again, that you're playing fast. And that's what our guys did. When it was time to really buckle down and get, you know, get to business there, they did that. And it ended up helping us win that game.
All right, here we go. End of the bye week, and it's just such a weird time. And guys usually love the byes. They can decompress. You've been awesome after byes, but guys can back off a little bit. But with COVID, I mean, how do you handle this and do it properly to try to keep us on track?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's important that the guys take care of themselves, know who they're hanging with, still wear their masks, social distancing, wash your hands, you know, those base fundamental things that we know. and they're being tested every day. So it doesn't change. But at the same time, you got to get away and decompress. So you come over, you get tested, and then get out of here. If you feel like you need a workout in, you can come in the building and get that. So you're in a safe environment that's you know, with people that are kind of in that same program of being tested. But there are no coaches involved with it, with any phase of this, other than to watch over them when they lift to make sure nobody gets hurt. But they can use the facility. They just, there's nothing that I want them to get away. I want them to, again, decompress and get ready for the stretch of the long haul of the season here, the last half.
We've seen the bye weeks in your 8 years here just be powerful times of backing up to get ready to push forward. But I get, you said something 2 weeks ago, and I played it over and over throughout the kingdom because it resonated with me in that one. You said two things. One, in this unique time that we're in, one, we have to be unselfish. And two, we have to be disciplined. And we can do everything right, but then we're around somebody who was around somebody, and then you can get it. Just the message to the guys of being unselfish and being disciplined.
Yeah, well, the unselfish part ends up being if you take care of yourself so that you don't infect anybody else. And then if you feel like you're coming down with something, don't hide it. Make sure that you get it taken care of and share that that way. And it's sometimes that's tough because we're in a profession where it's kind of a macho profession where you don't show signs of weakness. But heck, if you got a problem, then let's make sure we do that so that we don't infect the whole team. And then we'll get you better, and then you come back and you can do your thing. So, and I think that's probably the same for society right now. I mean, you gotta be smart with that. But we always come back to those fundamental things that they talk about. And even though you might not feel sick, but work the social distancing, wear your mask, wash your hands, do the proper things, and we should be okay. I think that's why you don't see as many doctors getting this, because they take into consideration and do it almost like a religion, those three things. They're very diligent about that.
Wise words. Well, final question. It deals with the staff and the coaches, because the bye week becomes very important for them too. You guys just grind, man. You grind. But the bye week is a chance to back up. But you got coaches staying in hotels. They've tried to limit contact with others. People make incredible sacrifices. What's the message to the staff and coaches?
Yeah, same thing. They've got to be in here to test. We'll work a couple days here and make sure that we do what we need to do, whether it's scheme eval or getting prepped for the Raiders. And then we'll back up. And if you have something you want to get done, we've got all the technology, just take it home and you can do it there. But I want you around your families and get yourself away from football for a minute and recharge. And it doesn't matter that you're not in town, you know, put a picture of Hawaii up on your wall and look at it. But you know, that's where we're at.
You know what? That's what I'll do, because I can't run back to Smith Center. Just can't do it this year. 26 years of doing that, but can't. But I'll find that picture of Hawaii. I'll put it up.
That's right. It's almost Smith Center, I'll tell you.
That's it.
Redmond.
That's it. Yeah. They're good again. They're in the playoffs. You just got to get the town 30 miles to the west, or our tribe will shut down because of COVID. There's all these high school teams in the middle of the playoffs, coach, are shutting down. It breaks my heart. So
yeah, that's a tough deal.
Yeah.
Real tough.
Well, we'll let you go. Stay safe. I think I'm speaking for the whole kingdom. It's easy to take for granted. You came here, you changed everything, and the words you give to all of us goes way beyond football. And we'll take those words of wisdom and hopefully apply them. But thank you so much for being with us tonight.
All right, Mitch, appreciate you. How are those redheads, man?
They're here. They're out there somewhere trying to stay safe. Head coach Andy Reid. We'll have more on the Chiefs Kingdom Show after this. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
Second down, 3 for Kansas City at the Carolina 5. Chiefs trailing by 4. They fake it on end around. Now they throw it near side. Caught! Near side! Touchdown! Kansas City! Shades of Super Bowl 54 on the play that gave the Chiefs the lead in that game. A crisscross action in the backfield. Sprint out by Mahomes, and he found Clyde Edwards-Helaire. And the Chiefs have their first lead of the game at 19-17 at 4:42 to go, third quarter.
Eerily similar to Super Bowl 54, same part of the field, same kind of action. And Clyde Edwards-Helaire this time caught the pass that Damian Williams caught in Super Bowl 54. Welcome back to our Chiefs Kingdom Show. We have a special guest tonight because we have our Hy-Vee Chiefs Kingdom Show Zoom winner. She is the Algebra 2 teacher at Lee Summit High School, Brianna Glasgow. And if you're in Miss Glasgow's class, you have an encouragement to buy her, of course, the new Patrick Mahomes book,
that you can buy exclusively at Hy-Vee. Also, a reminder that Mahomes Magic Crunch cereal has a new box design with 8 collector editions. Heck, for Miss Glasgow, Algebra 2, Lee Summit High School, former on the dance team at William Jewell at one time, for Miss Glasgow, buy her all 8 collector editions of this epic Mahomes Magic Crunch cereal. You've got 5 days to collect all 8 boxes. You can earn 25 cents on your Fuel Saver Plus card, and you will give Miss Glasgow a something to carry her in the second 9 weeks teaching Algebra 2 at Lee Summit High. You could also win a Patrick Mahomes jersey and a portion of all proceeds from Mahomes Magic Crunch cereal that you can get exclusively at Hy-Vee will benefit Patrick's 15 and Mahomes Foundation. All right, now for our special guest of the evening, it is brought to you by Helzberg Diamonds, the official jeweler actually serving the Chiefs Kingdom for over 100 years and 200 locations nationwide. 9-year career with the Kansas City Chiefs. He is in the Kansas City Chiefs Hall of Fame, famous for 999 career tackles, a Chiefs record that stood for 30 seasons. He did not wear 99 with the Chiefs, probably should have, but he wore 59. He's also in the College Football Hall of Fame and was a consensus All-American at Kansas State University, and for the past 31 years has worked in the Chiefs front office, currently as the Director of Community Engagement. Welcome to our Chiefs Kingdom show tonight, number 59, Gary Spaney. Gary, it's great to have you with us tonight, my friend.
Thank you, Mitch. It's good to see you and always good to be a part of what's happening with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Now, did you have a cereal after you?
Yeah, it should have been Crunch or something, right? yeah, I can't say that back in the day those things were happening, though.
I can't imagine, though, if you had a cereal, the grief you'd have had going into the locker room from your defensive teammates.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, there were some wild ones in that locker room for sure.
Absolutely. Well, you were sweating that one out yesterday.
Yeah, that's a good football team. That's the best 3-6 football team in the National Football League. That was fun to watch. It was a game of 2020. I mean, we almost threw 100 passes right in that game.
Yeah,
that's just the nature of the game nowadays. That sure is fun to watch.
I want to get into that with you a little bit and how the game has transformed defensively and the reaction to what has happened to offensive football at every level, really. We can go watch a high school game this week and kind of see some of the same stuff. But I want to ask you.
Hey, Mitch.
Yes.
I do Coach of the Week, so I talk to high school coaches every week.
Yeah.
If you looked at the scores of the high school games this week, there was not one that won by less than 20. I mean, scored at least 20 points. You know, in my day, it was, what, 10 to 3 or 7 to 3? No, not even field goals. It was 7-0. But they are scoring points, too. It's really amazing.
Yeah, it's awesome, and I love the fact that you do that. And I always am interested to see who is selected as the coaches of the week. And we've seen a lot of those high school coaches be transformational in their programs. They've changed entire schools and communities. And the reason I ask you that, 8 years of Andy Reid. Now, you and I both saw how transformational Bill Snyder was at Kansas State. He changed an entire school. He changed an entire region. I mean, that region now, if people visit the Cawplex, so to speak, it is vibrant. It's one of the most vibrant places in the Midwest now. But Coach Reid has done the same thing with Kansas City. What have you seen in 8 years of Coach Reid's influence on changing not just a football team, but a whole organization and really a city and a region?
Yeah, let me talk football team first because I think it's remarkable. I think the coaches to player relationship is the best I've seen anywhere. I mean, they like coaching. They like listening to each other. They take ideas from one another and actually implement them. They have fun doing it. And to build that kind of because the hardest thing to do in football is to you just played Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and you have to get up the next day and go 100% again to be the very best you can be for the next week. You can't do that unless you love what you're doing. And I think the coaches and players really love what they're doing, and it's pretty fun to watch.
You and I both have been around the game a long time. I just don't want to take it for granted. The players love playing here. They love playing with each other. Offense and defense and special teams all respect each other. It starts with Coach Reed. He's the pebble in the pond, so to speak.
Absolutely.
But how unique is it? I mean, you played pro ball for a decade. How unique is it to have that in an organization in the locker room?
Well, I love my position coaches, both in college and with the Chiefs, that at least my, you know, early, and it developed me into the player I was. So, and I loved coming to work every day. Head coaches, there's not very many great head coaches that are great leaders, you know, just in the country, right? There just isn't. You have to develop that, and that's hard to develop. So you have to lose a few seasons, and sometimes you don't get your chance again. But to watch what Andy's done here is, and even in Philly, right? He had figured it out in Philly too. That was crazy.
Thing.
Yeah, so it's a really fun to watch.
How'd you do in math when you were in school?
Math was an okay subject for me. I needed a great teacher, though.
Well, we've got a room full of teachers, and we're talking about culture here is basically what we're talking about. And they're socially distanced, just so the principal knows they're doing great, but they're our Chiefs Kingdom Watch Party winner, Brianna Glasgow, who's the Algebra 2 teacher at Lee Summit High. I'm telling you, I can sense it with the energy and vibe that they've got. It's the same thing. If that math department at Lee Summit has what you're talking about and I'm talking about, that becomes special and life-changing for their students.
Yeah, you got it. I don't care what you're doing, right? If you can develop that kind of atmosphere, you're going to develop winning, successful programs, whatever they're doing.
Again, Gary Spaney, our guest tonight. He's in the Chiefs Ring of Honor in the Hall of Fame. He's in the College Football Hall of Fame, consensus All-American when he was at Kansas State. Before we go to break, I want to ask you, because some of the ambassadors and alums I've had on, seeing Super Bowl 54, and when you watch that game, in the last words that I said, I wanted it. Just there's these faces that flashed in front of me. It's kind of going through my soul. I was thinking, I hope everybody feels like this is their championship. Did you sense that ownership yourself for you personally?
You know, for me, because I had the privilege and I've had the privilege to work for the organization, it was easier for me to feel a part of it because I never left it. And since, but I'm not playing anymore. So yeah, you have to understand that it took 50 years for us to see from one Super Bowl to another, 50 years. It's so to not jump on board and to enjoy every step along the way was crazy. And I think everybody did. I think all of the former players were able to do that.
Well, I hope so. And even your teammates, especially those guys in the early 80s with Coach Levy, you guys were so close. So close, and there were just unfortunate circumstances, the labor strike and stuff, but man, you guys were right there and could have taken off. I wish I could go back in time and do over on that.
Yeah, we learned a lot from the past, haven't we?
Yeah, but you guys were good, better than people think. All right, we come back. We're going to talk more with Gary Spaney and the Kansas City Chiefs Ring of Honor. We'll be back with more on the Chiefs Kingdom Show after this on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
First and 10, Chiefs at the right hash, leading 20-17, 30 seconds into the fourth quarter. They fake the draw to Bell. Mahomes will launch it for the end zone. Wide open, Tyreek Hill! Touchdown, Kansas City! He could be playing Madden in his easy chair in his man cave for an easy touchdown. Carolina blows coverage, and the Chiefs have the coveted two-possession lead at 14:23 to go in the game.
Welcome back to our Chiefs Kingdom Show tonight. A very special Chiefs Kingdom Show watch party winner enjoying Azarta Barbecue. It's the Brianna Glasgow. She teaches Algebra 2 at Lee Summit High School. They're socially distanced there, but they have the math department. She is also one of the great alums of William Jewell College. Included in that list, Jim Davis, who was Jock Ewing on Dallas in the 1980s. Homer Drew, former great basketball coach of Valparaiso University, and one Bill Snyder, who was the Hall of Fame football coach at Kansas State University and was the coach for Gary Spaney's son-in-law, Colin Klein, who's now on the staff at K-State, and Gary Spaney is our guest tonight. A reminder that Gary's appearance brought to you by Helzberg Diamonds, serving the Chiefs Kingdom for over 100 years and 200 locations nationwide. And if you have Miss Glasgow in Algebra 2 at Lee's Summit, you need to buy her this new Patrick Mahomes book. It's out right now exclusively at Hy-Vee. It goes through terrific pictures and stories of Patrick Mahomes' journey to this point, and it feels like it's just getting started. But that's what Miss Glasgow wants for this 9 weeks gift through the holidays. All right, Gary Spaney with us tonight, and your son-in-law is on the staff at Kansas State University. Catch us up on him and your girls.
Well, obviously, don't you feel pretty good about the coaching staff at Kansas State and what's happening there?
Big time.
Yeah, big time. So obviously, everything's going well there. My daughter has two children, so and they're doing well. My other daughter's in the St. Louis area with two sons, which I'm a family of five daughters, so it's kind of it all balances.
Wait a minute, you have four grandsons?
I have four grandsons.
And you didn't have any sons, but you got that's the way God works. You know that, right? He just cycles it back. Yeah, evens it out.
Balances it out. So everybody's doing well. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, they're terrific. You're blessed. And your wife's special person, and your girls and your sons-in-law too. I want to ask you, talking about linebacker these days or playing defense in these days, it's really changed. And to watch Spags and what he's done with his defense and this linebacker core, but in your mind, just what does it take to play defense, whether it's at Lee's Summit High or William Jewell College or the Kansas City Chiefs?
Well, I actually had a chance to watch the game yesterday with another linebacker, Willie Lanier. So we sat down and had a great discussion as we watched the Chiefs play. So it's fun to I Coach Spag, what you see with our team is intelligence, obviously very talented and athletic, but you see the intelligence, and that only happens again with that relationship they have with coaches. But we know what we're doing out there. You know, yesterday I think we ran across a team that knew what they were doing offensively too. Mm-hmm. And we had decided to play a lot of zone, and they just kept getting that first down by, you know, a yard and a yard, getting those first downs over and over again. But it was two good football teams, well coached. Obviously, I think if we didn't make those two or three mistakes on third down, we probably would have won by 10 or 14 points, which we probably were. I don't even know what we were supposed to win by, but that's probably what would have happened. Willie and I thought the deciding factor, which is you might find this interesting, was we thought Coach, and he's a great coach for Carolina,
Coach Rhule.
Coach Rhule actually was too aggressive. That last, just the very last,
yes.
Kick. He kicked it long.
The onside kick.
If instead of onside kick, he kicks it long, and we have to choose to either run the football and get rid of their timeouts, or pass the ball. And we were both hoping that we'd throw the ball three times because we had been throwing it so well all game. But it would have given them a chance, right? And they would have played that game as perfectly as they could have played. So that was interesting, just to sit there and talk that through with Willie. And when you're with Willie, you got to be a full range, full cycle thinker.
Absolutely.
That was fun.
I was with you. I thought that was the point of the game. I with three timeouts, all we could run off was 15 seconds, unless we got a first down. And that 67-yard field goal would have been maybe about a 45-yarder. Had they kicked it deep. And I mean, there's, you know, we got to get a first down. I got it. But, and honestly, and I love Coach Klieman, man. I love him. And he's doing a lot of our stuff on offense, a lot of our stuff. It's fun to watch them play. But they had the exact scenario on Saturday, Gary. They were only down two. They tried a second onside kick, and they had all three timeouts. Go back and look at it.
Oh,
and I love him. I love him. Ask your son-in-law about it. It's hard to coach. I'm just saying, I saw the same scenario 2 days in a row. But anyway, it's interesting that you mentioned that. But just to play, let's just take the linebackers before we go to break. the challenge, and I'm so encouraged by what Hitchens has done and Wilson and the improvement that they've made. We can go right down the line here with Neiman and O'Daniel, yes, and Willie Gay Jr. But they're playing.
They're all playing too. You know, in today's football, they all have to play because there's so many different scenarios that takes a change of position a lot of times. So it's really a thinking man's game, I think. And those that can think through what they're doing and are well coached, it's fun to watch.
And they're playing Christian McCaffrey, and they're playing this Curtis Samuel kid who they use like we use Tyreek. So for a linebacker, it's driving you crazy. You're looking around. I mean, this is a running back, but is he a receiver or running back? I can't tell. He's both. And then they move guys around. I mean, the job of a linebacker now is one of the toughest in the NFL, I think.
Yeah, and that was just starting to happen, you know, when I was getting out of the game. But those two things, number one, a running back that can come out of the backfield and you have to guard him. And number two is a running quarterback. And this league has both now, and that is the most difficult to play against as a linebacker.
Gamer Junk with Gary Spaney. He's in the Chiefs Ring of Honor. He's in the College Football Hall of Fame and a great career at Kansas State and with the Chiefs, and he's worked for the Chiefs the last 31 years. And we are honoring tonight Brianna Glasgow, teaching Algebra 2 at Lee Summit High School, our winner tonight of our Hy-Vee Zoom call. We'll be back to close out the show after this. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
First and goal at the 2. Chiefs lead 26-24. 7:45 to go in the game. Hardman spinning in motion. They fake the jet sweep. They throw it right side. Caught at the right front pylon. Touchdown, Kansas City. Patrick Mahomes, 4 touchdown passes. 101 in his career. The fastest in National Football League history. Doing so in his 40th game to reach that benchmark. And the Chiefs, with the PAT, can go back up 2 scores.
Welcome back to our final minutes of the Chiefs Kingdom Show tonight. It used to be you would take your teacher an apple. That was the thing to do, but not anymore, because tonight our special Zoom show winner from Hy-Vee getting Zarda barbecue tonight. She teaches Algebra 2 at Lee Summit High School. This Brianna Glasgow, she does not want apples. She wants Mahomes Magic Crunch cereal. She wants all 8 collector's edition boxes because you'll earn 25 cents on your Fuel Saver Plus perks card from Hy-Vee, and you could win a Patrick Mahomes jersey. Again, a portion of the proceeds go to Patrick's Foundation 15 and the Mahomies. Also, a special note here that the Chiefs Kingdom Show brought to you by Bota Box. Kick up your tailgate party a notch this football season with Bota Box, the ultimate tailgate wine. Please drink responsibly. Our special guest tonight, he's in the Chiefs Ring of Honor. Had 30 years, he had the tackle record at 999 tackles before Derek Johnson took him out 30 years after. But he's also worked for the Chiefs the past 31 years. Gary Spaney in the College Football Hall of Fame as well, as one of the great players, if not the greatest player in Kansas State University football history, better than his son-in-law, Colin Klein, who's down the list. He's about 20 or 30. Anyway, who was tougher is going to be the question. That would be a debate that would go.
He was a tough one.
That'd go into the night. You should be proud of him and your 3 girls who were all college basketball players at a high level. Now, tell us about what you're doing in the Chiefs department now. Your job's changed over the past 3 decades, but I love what you're doing now and the impact that the Chiefs franchise has in the community.
Yeah, obviously, you know, for a long time I did the special events and that was a lot of fun for us to try to bring in college football and different events other than just special events. I kind of love the fact that I was moved to community engagement at this point in time of my career. I'm kind of getting ready to retire, so I'm looking at things I want to do when I'm done, and I'll be doing something. So it gets me back out in the community, back doing things. I've had one of the fun things I get to do is both in the state of Missouri and Kansas is give out the Coach of the Week every week. And I've got to know all the high school coaches, and there are some great high school coaches around our area. And it's amazing to me that coaches are, and teams, you don't see them a lot of times early in the season. They might lose a game or two, but the good ones, always that cream always rises to the top. And now as they're back into the playoffs, you always see that those teams rise back up, the ones with the great coaches, and that's a tribute to them and what they do. So it's a great honor for me to be able to honor them for what they do and have chosen to do with their careers.
It's one of the things I look forward to every week is who you've selected to be as your high school coaches of the week on the Kansas Missouri side. I love high school football. I love it. And growing up in Smith Center, it's one of the top programs really in not only Kansas history, in the nation. And the book, Our Boys, Coach loves that book, but it's really a book about culture more than anything else. What have you noticed from the guys that you've talked to of these coaches and how they're dealing with COVID? I'm Valley Heights, Dodge City, Phillipsburg. We have seen it on the Missouri side, at least some at North. Rockhurst.
Yeah. It's tough everywhere, you know. Yeah, Rockhurst and Lee Summit North both had to cancel their, as they're getting ready to go in their playoffs, they canceled their games. Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. So it's a tough time. They're taking the right approach to being safe over anything else. But I was in Richmond, Missouri, out in the middle of nowhere, and and I go into a convenience store and nobody's wearing masks. Mm. And it's the first time I went into a place, it feels like, in 5 months that I didn't have to wear a mask. I said, "Are you kidding me?" Mm. She goes, "Yeah, but we just had a bad outbreak in our high school in Richmond."
Wow.
And they were concerned about, you know, their football team, but they're still doing well as well. But it's a unique and odd thing to figure out, isn't it, this virus?
It is. But those coaches, I've always admired them, but I'm not sure I've admired them any more than now, because they don't have big athletic training staffs. They don't have a lot of equipment. I mean, they're doing this a lot on their own.
And think about it. Yeah, they had to start in March and April.
Wow.
Try to figure out a way for their players to play on Friday night. And so, and I tell the guys, the high school players, wherever I go, you have to thank these coaches, because they've put more time and effort in this year than ever before, just so you can play on Friday nights.
And many of these schools don't have the cleaning crews that have to come in, and basically they're cleaning it themselves after the guys go home. I mean, it's just crazy what's going on. Amazing what these guys are doing and gals.
Yeah, it is amazing. It really is amazing.
Well, we're going to let you go, Gary. It's been a blessing to have you on tonight, and good to see you at least on the Zoom call. For those listening, can't see it, but I miss being around.
Hey Mitch, I don't know as much football about our team, because I don't get to see you in the hallways or in the bathroom and get those little bits of nuggets about our football team like I usually do, and I miss that. I don't know as much about our team because I'm not around you.
Well, we have great conversations in the hallway, but I respect you and always have since your high school days, and then being in the College Football Hall of Fame and in the Kansas City Chiefs Ring of Honor, and just want to appreciate these days, but also stay safe, my friend. Take care of those grandsons.
Absolutely. Thanks, Mitch, and thank you for your time tonight. Enjoyed it.
Yes, sir. Gary Spaney, former Chief, great, has worked for the organization for 30 years as well, and to Brianna Glasgow, blessings to you, my lady, and to your friends. Go get them and teach in math at Lee's Summit High School. We appreciate all you do for our students. It is the bye week. The Chiefs are 8-1. And yes, it's going to get interesting over the next couple of months. But please stay safe during this bye week. And remember those around you as well.
You've been listening to the Chiefs Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers. Bad Boy Mowers, proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs Kingdom is bad boy country. Mow with an attitude. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Hey, it's Carrington Harrison from The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, the official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Every Monday at 2:15, we sit down for an exclusive interview with Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes. It's the only place in Kansas City, it's the only place in the country where you're going to hear a weekly conversation with the Chiefs franchise quarterback. Make sure to set a reminder, but if you miss the interview at 2:15, you can catch the replay at 5:15 on your drive home. Number 15 at 2:15 on your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.